where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WNIL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump's interactions with fired FBI Director James Comey are under the microscope today when Comey appears before the Senate Intelligence Committee. His opening statement was released yesterday, prompting some significant reaction before he even testifies.
His opening statement recounts five times Comey met with or talked on the phone with the president. There's the claim the president said he needs loyalty and the wish Comey would let the Flynn investigation go the day after the president fired his national security advisor. That's enough for Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is not a member of the Intelligence Committee.
Each one of them points in the same direction, which is to a desire on the part of the president to interfere with or impede this ongoing investigation of General Flynn.
Months into the administration, Comey tells of a couple phone calls with Mr. Trump, leading to what Comey says was the president's telling him they have that thing between them. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
And you can watch today's James Comey testimony starting at 10 at WMAL.com. A mosque in Germantown was so crowded last night for a teenager's funeral that the crowd spilled out onto the sidewalk and then onto the grass. The funeral was for 17-year-old Shadi Najjar, one of the two Northwest High School seniors shot to death Monday night in Gaithersburg, the night before they were both to have graduated. Three people were hurt early this morning in a townhouse fire in Manassas. The injured include two firefighters who were rescued after calling a mayday while fighting the fire. Those firefighters and a third person were all taken to a hospital with minor burns that are not considered life-threatening. Sentencing is set for October for a former Metro Access bus driver from Northern Virginia who was convicted last night of supporting terrorism. 27-year-old Mohammed Qais claimed he never joined ISIS when he went to Syria. He says he just wanted to check things out for himself. A federal court jury in Alexandria didn't buy that. Ride-on bus fares in Montgomery County will be going up 25 cents at the end of this month, along with Metro bus fares.
Many people who use ride-on buses also use Metro buses and transfer between the two bus systems. Darlene Flynn with the Montgomery County Department of Transportation says it's easier for everyone when ride-on charges the same fare as Metro bus because
it's clear for everybody their cost. So it doesn't matter if they're going on a Metro bus, it doesn't matter if they're using a ride-on, or if they're transferring in between.
She says if you're on a fixed income or struggling financially, you can get help.
There's always working with the social service programs, with some of the token programs.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Council is looking at tightening the city's campaign funding laws as the Office of Campaign Finance throws down yet another fine, this time against the mayor's 2014 campaign.
Mayor Muriel Bowser is far from the first D.C. politician to get dinged by city watchdogs.
There's been a problem in the culture of district government.
Akeney Freechild, part of the team at the nonprofit Public Citizen that first flagged campaign contributions over legal limits. Bowser's campaign is now getting fined $13,000.
This is an issue of public trust.
And she's also upset D.C.'s Office of Campaign Finance didn't notice these problems by itself. Bowser's protege and successor on the council, Brandon Todd, just had his campaign fined for illegal contributions last month. Now some on the council are hoping to fix things.
They are looking at pay-to-play, anti-corruption laws.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The parents of the NSA contractor accused of leaking classified documents and says she's not a flight risk and should be released on bail before her trial. 25-year-old reality winner faces a detention hearing today in Georgia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,174, the Nasdaq at 6297. Sports, the Nats lose in L.A., the Orioles win again at home, and Golden State is now one win away from the NBA championship after a Game 3 win over Cleveland. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL. Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway pushing slowly through Greenbelt due to the crash. This will be north of the Beltway. Northbound side, BW Parkway, as you approach Powder Mill Road. That's where we still have crash cleanup. On 270 southbound, now we have a three-car crash. Looks like mostly to the shoulder here. Looks like all lanes have been reopened, but crowded possibly that left lane. 270 southbound as you head south towards Shady Grove Road. On Maryland's 95 south past 32, that accident gone. Just trying to clear out this heavy delay. We're in the thick of the rush hour here. Let's go to the Wilson Bridge. You're back near Route 5, and that delay takes you slowly to the bridge span. In Alexandria, Duke Street, Telegraph Road, still watch for crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weather on the way, most likely an all-out heat wave here with mid and upper 90s starting about Sunday into the early and middle part of next week. Enjoy today. A few clouds, 76. Tonight, a few clouds down to 58. Sunshine tomorrow, 82. Close to 90 Saturday, but the real hot stuff here by Sunday, Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Woodbridge, 55 in Silver Spring, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. One of the men Donald Trump considered to replace James Comey says the president never asked him to pledge his loyalty. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL. Big day in Washington, D.C. as we await James Comey's testimony before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. That's coming up soon at 10 o'clock. You can watch that live on WMAL.com. Joining us now to explain it all and let us know what he expects to hear today is Ron Hosko. He's the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund and a former assistant director of the FBI. Ron, good morning. You're on with Vince Colonnais and Mary Walter.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, a lot of people are expecting James Comey to make news today, but on the opposite side of this, we may not hear anything new. It seems that much of what he shared yesterday, while dramatic, the beginning of that testimony in terms of just its prose, is really a recitation of what we already knew in public. Are you expecting any bombshells today?
No, I don't really expect a bombshell, but I expect to hear some more context about these conversations with the president. I think the context is incredibly important. And I think, in fairness to the president and his supporters, we have to recognize that we're largely hearing one side of this exchange or these exchanges. We haven't heard with any clarity what the president's logic was or thinking was when, you know, assuming these events happened as the director, former director, described. Assuming that is accurate, we still haven't heard details about why the president asked what he asked or did what he did.
Do you think that the president will be tweeting exactly that during this testimony?
Yeah, I expect we will hear or read some tactical tweets. I frankly think that his announcement yesterday about his nominee was a tactical tweet to draw our attention to another location. We've already heard some of his team, you know, kind of talking about how this vindicates the president. I personally disagree with that broad statement. I don't know that this is a vindication when you have a president really testing the boundaries of the independence of the FBI and its director.
Was he testing the independence, or does he, not being a politician, just really didn't know?
You know, that is, I think, is a very fair question. You know, when you look at this in the terms of this president's experience in politics and in D.C. politics and with organizations like the FBI, I think it's a fair question to ask. Is this political naivete? Even if you say it's kind of foolish and you should know better, did he know better? Because we see this in other examples, I think, coming out of this White House, that he seems to kind of be feeling his way through it and trying to figure out the boundaries and what terms to frame the conversation in. So I think that's a completely fair question, and that's why I think context matters. Here you have a director, by his words, you know, kind of pushing back and reminding the president of the importance of the independence of the director and of the organization, and perhaps a president feeling his way through it and in a somewhat of a bumbling way. In a concerning way.
Speaking of loyalty, you know, a lot has been made of, speaking of context, a lot of it is made of this question about loyalty from James Comey, the president saying, I need loyalty, I expect loyalty. And it's been construed in the press, by and large, as a threat to his job and that he was trying to put a knee on, like, on the throat of an investigation. But remember, this is January 27th when this dinner took place. It was shortly after the inauguration, within the context of the intelligence community had already, within the Obama administration, had already begun leaking details about President-elect Trump. He was concerned, definitely, with the leaks that were coming out of the prior administration and the current administration at that point. It's not unbelievable, Ron, to think that he was concerned about the loyalty of a bunch of people within the government and was asking that simultaneously of the FBI director, no?
I agree with that. You know, of course, you want every government employee to do first is to be loyal to the oath that they took. And that is to protect and defend the Constitution, not an individual. But I certainly appreciate the president's concerns. I mean, we see it in an ongoing fashion just with this arrest of this NSA contractor a few days ago who was allegedly putting very negative comments about the president on social media. That's not a reflection of loyalty, and you know that loyalty doesn't have to be blind obedience, but it should be support for the government that exists right now, and in a smart, educated way. So I think, again, you know, these words have meaning, but they may have slightly different meaning to different people.
The fact that we've heard so much already from former Director Comey and now Will today has led people like Senator Lindsey Graham to conclude what he said last night. He said, this means in the mind of Special Counsel Mueller, there is no obstruction of justice case to be made, because if he felt like he had a case, he wouldn't let Comey, his chief and only witness, go out in public and get beat up. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, you know, that's kind of one of the things I'll be looking for today, too. I do believe that Jim Comey has certainly sat down in detail with Bob Mueller and these engagements, these encounters with the president. So I think that Bob Mueller knows every detail that Jim Comey has on these events. And I'll be looking today to see how closely Jim Comey stays to this statement. And if he is referring again and again to his statement as his best recollection and not adding any extra color commentary, that suggests to me that perhaps Jim Comey is an intended witness downrange, that Bob Mueller thinks there is an obstruction that was perhaps perfected with Jim Comey's firing. And because what you don't want, and from any witness in any trial setting, is a witness who has given multiple inconsistent statements. What we're talking about here is the highest stakes game that is potentially going to be played in America, maybe in many years. And you don't need a witness who has changed the color commentary in any way, because any first-year law student would attack that as inconsistent and therefore not trustworthy.
Ron, we have you for one more minute, so I want to ask you, what do you think of the nomination of Christopher Wray as the new FBI director?
You know, I don't know Christopher Wray myself, but I spoke to a very good friend and mentor who worked with him closely a decade ago and whose judgment I have great value for. And he said nothing but positive about Chris Wray. He said he's a very smart guy. Understands the FBI, understands the need for collaboration, will understand the, you know, how to the FBI organization and what changes might be necessary in that organizational structure. I'm encouraged by his prior complex white collar financial crime and corruption experience. So I'm cautiously optimistic, and I think the men and women in the organization will be, too.
Yeah, I've heard similar things from sources. I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for coming on. That's Ron Hosko, the former assistant director of the FBI, joining us this morning on curtain-raising the James Comey hearing. It's 8:15 now. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound as you pass Montgomery Village Avenue. That's where we had the crash. Heavy volume approaching, but it continues beyond now. Down to the 270 spur. Thick with the rush hour into Greenbelt because of a crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's north of the Beltway, northbound BW Parkway near Powder Mill Road. In fact, I'm looking at delays north of 410, so it's going to be very slow, and it also slows the outer loop just to merge onto the northbound side of the BW Parkway, so be prepared through there. Virginia, 66, it's been a slow go out of Manassas toward Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, toward the Beltway. Currently lanes open. We had an earlier crash in Manassas gone. Heavy most of the way, leaving Annandale toward the Legion Bridge to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We're okay out of Virginia. It's out of Maryland. We have the hefty delays back near Route 5. Inbound Suitland Parkway had the stalled car reported inbound after Alabama Avenue. Update now from GarageDoorRepair.com. Check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today is partly cloudy with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight there will be a few clouds, a low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 82. Then Saturday, highs in the upper 80s. Sunday, highs in the mid-90s. Up the temperature goes. It's 58 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 816.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Educational update for you, those crazy colleges. Well, Florida Republican Representative Francis Rooney is a member of the Education and Workforce Committee and suggested on Tuesday night that members may consider restricting funds from universities. It's cut 19, Mike, from universities that limit free speech rights on campus. Now, this is not new. We have heard this idea floated before in response to what we saw happening in Berkeley and other schools around the country. Here's Francis Rooney.
I think there is a bill out there to not fund the University of California at Berkeley for what they did. And I think it's certainly worth considering, just like the idea of not funding sanctuary cities, it's certainly worth considering cutting back funds, federal funds, to schools that don't believe enough in our Constitution and our free speech to defend it.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Obviously, it's an idea that Democrats will hate because they will tell you that there's no restriction of free speech. I have no idea what you're talking about. And you can send them videos. Say, well, look, here's video of UC Berkeley and what happened when Ann Coulter was going to speak there. This is a temper tantrum thrown by children in adult bodies. And yes, they absolutely obstructed her right to free speech because they successfully stopped it. So how that is not. I do believe that these campuses should be defunded.
If you're going to do strings attached funding of any kind, it may as well be, hey, you have to follow the Constitution in order to maintain your federal funding. I think that's a pretty simple standard. And so ideas like this are reasonable ones. And by the way, universities, by and large, respond pretty strongly to funding threats and incentives. There's a reason global warming is like one of the big issues of our day. It's the funding incentives are insane. So on this end, like, if you feel like you're going to lose federal funding to for your school, like, maybe you'll get in line and actually, like, allow free speech on your campus.
And the reason funding is so important is because those professors certainly aren't going to take a pay cut or go without funding in order to educate the children, regardless. So they have their morals and their standards and their beliefs until it meets up with a lack of funding. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, those things go right out the window. And speaking of UC Berkeley, a former Breitbart senior, a fan of Milo Yiannopoulos, former Breitbart senior editor, is suing UC Berkeley for $23 million. The defendants also include Janet Napolitano. She's the president of UC. UC Berkeley Police Department, the Berkeley Police Department, and George Soros and Nancy Pelosi. Now, this sounds a little crazy, but here's the thing. This might actually have legs. So we know that Milo was supposed to speak at UC Berkeley. And there was a huge protest and a riot. Well, the suit filed in federal court in California, according to the San Francisco Gate, alleges that the defendants have subjected UC Berkeley students and invitees who do not subscribe to the radical left-wing philosophy sanctioned by defendants to severe violence and bodily harm for merely expressing a differing viewpoint in clear contravention of their rights under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. So this ties in with this idea of, hey, you are denying people their constitutionally guaranteed rights. Defund them, and maybe a $23 million lawsuit will wake them up.
I mean, I despise these types of lawsuits in general. My sense is you're probably not going to get $23 million out of the school. But I do find it interesting that the fact that UC Berkeley and the entire UC system is presided over, as you said, by Janet Napolitano, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, who can't even keep fires from her campus and rioting.
Well, several people, including the plaintiff, were intentionally and violently attacked by both masked and unmasked assailants at the UC Berkeley campus, incurred over $100,000 worth of damage. The plaintiff was attacked with extremely painful pepper spray and bear mace by masked assailants amongst the protesters, in quotes, because she chose to exercise her right to freedom of speech and show support. And it also goes on to say, nearly 100 campus police and SWAT members waited in the student union building within eyesight of the violence happening outside, watching the protesters become more belligerent and dangerous. And then the defendants should have been fully prepared for violence from left-wing protesters. And I think that that's a very valid point.
That's how you deal with a blazing inferno. You just let it burn itself out.
Well, maybe it may cost him a lot of money.
It could.
It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center. This weekend, 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world.
This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day Sale. Get 20% off Cabela's Reels and Fly Reels, 25% off Sig Sauer Elite Performance Ammunition, and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day Sale. In-store and online at Cabela's.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're busy. Wisconsin Avenue and Calvert Street for the crash. Turns out one of the vehicles actually on its side. So, boy, lots to check out here again. Wisconsin and Calvert. Also, Alexandria. Let's go on to Telegraph and Duke Street, where we're very slow, both Duke and Telegraph Road due to the crash. 66, the heavy volume most of the way in Manassas toward the Beltway. I'm seeing very little break. And that's the story with the Beltway leaving Springfield to the Legion Bridge. Just a lot of the stop and go. We'll take you into Maryland now, where finally a little bit of relief should be in sight here in Greenbelt. The crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway had been northbound, north of the Beltway, Powder Mill Road. It's now out of the travel lanes, but now it's about clearing out this hefty delay. 270, the crash south near Montgomery Village Avenue. That, too, has been cleared from the travel lanes. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Pleasant weather ruling, hot weather coming by late in the weekend, early next week. So hang on, folks. We're going to have ourselves a heat wave. A few clouds around this morning, a few this afternoon, 76, 80s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
826 on WMAL at 62 degrees.
That music just reminds me of cheesy clubs, but clubs, cheesy or not, still exist and people are still frequenting them. And in the district, bouncers, those guys who guard that door and decide whether you're in or out, are going to start taking hour-long classes in order to prepare themselves to respond in case an attacker strikes inside a DC bar.
Wow.
So basically, they're going to be instructed for local bar and nightclub bouncers will attend an hour-long class to teach them to respond to an attacker. They're not saying terror, but you know, we know from the London attackers, there were several bouncers who jumped into action to keep, there was a picture of one, I don't know if you saw the video, of one holding a door closed to keep these guys from getting inside. And look what happened in Manhattan. And one of the bouncers from Planet Hollywood ran out into the street when that guy plowed that car into Times Square. He ran out and grabbed this guy and collared him. So I think it's a good idea to have them trained a little bit more in how to handle some of these guys. They're getting things like being aware of sharp knives on the table.
Yeah.
That would seem a basic, and I would think that most people in a club would go up to bouncer and go, that guy over there has a really big knife on the table, I would think. But how do you respond to that information?
I kind of like this idea. I mean, that's what your job is, and especially as these soft targets become more and more the case. Although I do picture in my head, like, Tiny sitting like at a meeting where they're teaching Tiny how to like handle protecting, you know, his bar. And they're like, all right, Tiny, what did I just say? What can be used as a weapon? He's like, my fists? Everything, Tiny. Remember, everything can be used as a weapon.
They're also going to be taught to monitor the streets outside the club and never let your guard down, especially near last call. Overall, I think it's probably a good thing. We'll all be a little bit safer. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
There's a lot of support out there for Attorney General Jeff Sessions. People saying, hey, President Trump, don't get rid of this guy. He's essential to your administration. We'll tell you why that's even a conversation when we return. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are now just about 90 minutes or so away from a Senate hearing that has captivated Washington as former FBI Director James Comey comes before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
A highly anticipated testimony made even more so by the release of James Comey's opening statements by the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's a seven-page document that goes into detail about James Comey's 5 of 9 one-on-one interactions with President Trump. They're interactions that James Comey says he was compelled to write down, something he never did with President Obama.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. The White House will be watching James Comey's testimony closely, but there's already been a reaction to his prepared remarks.
Mark Cassowitz, the president's longtime attorney, put out a statement last night, and it says in part, the president is pleased that Mr. Comey has finally publicly confirmed his private reports that the president was not under investigation in any Russian probe. The president feels completely and totally vindicated. He's eager to continue to move forward.
Correspondent Joe Johns, and you can watch today's James Comey testimony live starting at 10 at WMAL.com. A large crowd turned out last night in Germantown for the funeral for one of the teenagers killed Monday night on the eve of their high school graduation. Family and friends of 17-year-old Shadi Najjar filled the Islamic Society of Germantown. Meanwhile, Montgomery County police say they are still gathering clues. Guilty is the verdict from a federal court jury in Alexandria, which has convicted a Northern Virginia man of supporting terrorism. 27-year-old Mohammed Quais, a former Metro Access bus driver, claims he didn't go to Syria to join ISIS just to check things out for himself. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,174. The Nasdaq at 62.97. Sports, no sweep for the Nationals as they lose to the Dodgers. Rookie Trey Mancini's three-run homer in the 11th gives the O's another walk-off win over the Pirates. NBA Finals, Golden State takes Game 3. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat-evaporating, frostbite-on-your-nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair work's guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lies, propaganda, and cover-ups? Do what I did. Go to mrcsticker.com and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's mrcsticker.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading into Glover Park, if you use Wisconsin Avenue heading in toward town, you're being stopped right now each direction. We have a car on its side, Wisconsin Avenue, right at Calvert Street. So that puts it south of Massachusetts Avenue, south of the Cathedral. So start planning your work around Massachusetts Avenue, sure to pick up a lot of that extra volume as an alternate to that Wisconsin Avenue trip. The George Washington Parkway, southbound from the overlooks down to the bridges, slow. Looks like that's almost continuous down toward the Memorial Circle. Each direction north of the 14th Street Bridge near the Humpback Bridge, the GW Parkway is heavy. Also, a new incident reported. George Washington Parkway in the McLean area as you head north prior to the exit for the Beltway. See a little bit of activity there. 66, we're hung up this morning. Manassas off and on through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. We had one earlier crash in Manassas. That's been cleared for a while. And for 270 south, the earlier crash near Shady Grove Road, that is gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most likely looking at some summertime heat here late in the weekend, early next week. Probably some sort of heat advisory out. 76 today with a few clouds. Tonight, upper 50s, and once again, just a few clouds. Good-looking Friday, sunny 82. Upper 80s near 90 Saturday, probably mid to upper 90s Sunday, Monday, and maybe longer. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Herndon, 60 in Hyattsville, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 now on WMAL. As we jump into this, I should point out there are reports this morning out of Bloomberg News citing two White House officials that despite frustrations with Attorney General Jeff Sessions related to the travel ban and the Russia probe, Trump does not intend to fire his attorney general. That's what we know at this hour. According, again, to some anonymous sources supposedly coming out of the White House. The reason this has become an issue, as I just mentioned, Mary Walter, is that the travel ban was watered down in the eyes of the president. It was changed from 7 to 6 and didn't quite address all of the things that he wanted. And he expressed his frustration with the Justice Department specifically in tweets earlier this week. Additionally, he's been reportedly upset with Jeff Sessions' recusal from handling anything involving the Russia probe. He wanted him to stay actively involved, and that came as a surprise to the president that Jeff Sessions chose to recuse himself. Now, stories began to percolate over the last week that the president was considering firing him, maybe, and that Jeff Sessions had at one point presented his resignation as an option. And then at the Daily Caller, we found out yesterday, and where I edit, we also found out that inside of the Sessions camp, he's not going anywhere. So that's what we know right now. And that should come as a sign of encouragement to a couple people. One of them is Lindsey Graham, who was on Fox last night trying to speak directly to the president about the merits of Jeff Sessions. Listen to this.
I think it was obvious to me from the get-go that Jeff Sessions could not preside over an investigation of the Trump campaign because he was a chief surrogate for President Trump. Jeff Sessions is one of the most decent, honorable men I've ever met. He's very loyal to the president. He loves the law. There is no way in hell that Jeff Sessions could preside over an investigation of a campaign that he was part of. That was never even a remote possibility. And if President Trump is listening tonight, Jeff Sessions had no alternative, Mr. President. As a lawyer, he had to get out of the way of this investigation because he was so close to your campaign. The American people would not tolerate somebody part of the campaign investigating the campaign. That was obvious to me.
Mary, that's Lindsey Graham speaking to the president directly through their medium of choice, the television.
Well, I think he makes a really good point. Now, I don't necessarily agree with Lindsey Graham on pretty much everything Lindsey Graham says. Not a huge fan. I think he's spot on here. I really think he's spot on. Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself. It's that simple. For the optics alone, because the Democrats would have torn him up otherwise.
Also,
so it had to be done.
Also on Fox News last night, Tucker Carlson interviewing Corey Lewandowski. You know, Tucker points out that Jeff Sessions has always sort of been one of the central cores of the Trump message. Here's Tucker and Corey.
I mean, do you think the president understands that Sessions isn't just another guy who works for him, but maybe the one guy who really understands why he got elected and that he was key to the president's election, and that if he fires Jeff Sessions, a lot of his supporters will say, you know what, I'm out. I mean, does he see Sessions that way?
Look, Jeff was one of, as you know, the very first U.S. senators to endorse President Trump. Right. He was with us in Mobile, Alabama in August of 2015. Senator Sessions then, and now Attorney General Sessions, has been a steadfast supporter of this president and the agenda which he wants to move forward, which is immigration reform and tax cuts and, right. and repealing and replacing Obamacare. And what we know is that Jeff Sessions is an individual who has the utmost integrity and is going to do what is right. But as you know, every individual who is confirmed by the U.S. Senate serves at the will of the president. If the president decides to make a decision to change that, that's his prerogative.
That would be a grave mistake, and I hope that doesn't happen. That's my view.
All right, so Tucker's saying that that would be a grave mistake to get rid of Jeff Sessions. It appears again at this moment that that's not happening. Jeff Sessions appears to be staying. He seems to be safe at this hour.
But who would replace him? You know, I think that's the question. I think that President Trump is smart enough to know that Sessions... he's good for both sides. Both sides liked him. And sometimes you have to, I think he's learning that as he goes through this process, that sometimes that somebody has to recuse themselves, even if you don't believe it's the right thing to do. For optics alone, it has to be done.
Well, you remember when he was being nominated and going through the nomination process, Democrats were smearing Jeff Sessions as a racist.
But that's what they do.
And this would be, I think, if the president did this, this would definitely go down as a victory for Democrats. I don't think, not for the Trump administration. Democrats would construe this as a victory for their agenda. So ultimately, I think if you want to maintain the Trump agenda, if you think that he needs to be ideologically moored in any way to especially the immigration component of his commitments, Jeff Sessions is probably the right guy to stay in that job.
But when I said that they supported him, he didn't get flack from the Democrats. Yes, they painted him as a race, but they didn't. I'm talking substantive. You know, when they don't have anything on you, fact, they always go after your character, right? That's what they do. And I think we expect that. That's what I was saying.
Right. Okay. Well, to your point, who would replace him? At this point, that would be Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And this is the Comey Club, right? This is just
exactly.
Like Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Robert Mueller, and all of their relationships are just sort of intertwined. This would not be the Trump's guy. This would be Rod Rosenstein. And, you know, for what it's worth, you know, at this point, it seems Jeff Sessions is safe. I'm sorry to have seen this even become an issue, though, that it even rose up for a second that the president was thinking this. But clearly there were some things that the president disagreed with. But that should happen in any functioning organization. You disagree with your subordinates occasionally.
And because this rose up so quickly, I kind of wonder if this was just fake news from the left. They floated it out there. The media ran with it. And
I think there's a lot of Trump supporters who hope you are correct today. 8:43 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free Market Ready Guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the Right Sizing Guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now, here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/try for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/try. That's match.com/try. Match.com/try.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we have a bit of a mess trying to get into town. Have you ever driven through Glover Park? Well, a lot of our commuters are this morning that typically just stick with Wisconsin Avenue. Wisconsin Avenue closed each direction at Calvert Street. Had a car that overturned. Quite dramatic here. It's on its side and a lot of activity. But what I'm watching here with fire and rescue units, if you're coming south of Mass Avenue, I wouldn't commit south of Massachusetts Avenue. That's where I would divert near the cathedral. But if you are south of, they're taking traffic off onto 37th Street. And then you have to work through town that way and then eventually get back to Wisconsin Avenue. And like I said, it's a mess. It's going to cause problems getting into Georgetown as well. So plan for the extra time or avoid completely if possible. All right, here we go. Beltway, we have a broken down car in Tyson's inner loop at 123. And that's taking away the left lane. Very heavy on the approach. We had delays back out of Springfield. 395. Still have a little bit of that stop and go in Landmark. And now Shirlington, to and across the 14th Street Bridge, we're bunched up. And on the Suitland Parkway, a continuous delay now as you approach and pass Alabama Avenue onto the Douglas Bridge. We had a report of a crash there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most likely looking at some summertime heat here late in the weekend, early next week. Probably some sort of heat advisory out. 76 today with a few clouds. Tonight, upper 50s. And once again, just a few clouds. Good-looking Friday, sunny 82. Upper 80s near 90 Saturday. Probably mid to upper 90s Sunday, Monday, and maybe longer. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. It's 8:47 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong.
I think we've lost Mike McKay. He's gone. He's done.
Some masterful lip syncing going on in the studio right now.
Yeah, a little air guitar playing. Andrew Cuomo, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York, announced that Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in the Hudson Valley town of Bethel has been placed on the National Register of Historic Places. Well, why do we care? Well, that is the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Hudson Valley used to be known as Max Yazger's Farm. That's why. It is now the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in the Hudson Valley. It's beautiful. They kept it very farm-like and everything. So it is now on the National Register of Historic Places for what happened in 1969, the Woodstock Music Festival. And I'm a little insulted that Vince here asked me if I went to Woodstock. I'm not quite sure how old he thinks I am.
I just need all the facts. That's all. I'm just asking questions.
Did you go to Woodstock? Seriously? You're lucky I did not punch you at that point. A little reminiscing here. We're going to lose Mike again. Here is Max Yazger.
I'm a farmer. I don't know. I don't know how to speak to 20 people at one time, let alone a crowd like this. But I think you people have proven doing something to the world. Not only to Town of Bethel or Sullivan County or New York State, you're proving something to the world. This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
The largest, that's a very famous line, the largest assembly of people in one place. There is actually a small monument now on the site where Jerry Garcia, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin all played on what was once Yazger's farm. So so they got historic status, which I think is pretty cool because I think it was a very historic event in 1969. And if it weren't for Woodstock, we would not have Ben and Jerry's ice cream, right?
Yes.
Here's a little bit.
Very important.
A little bit more from Max.
The important thing that you've proven to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children that are older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music and have nothing but fun and music. And I God bless you for it.
Fun music. He left out the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They estimated there were about 500,000 kids who gathered at Woodstock 1969. Also, note, wasn't that the Summer of Love? Wasn't 1969? Was that 1964?
67.
I wasn't even close. I was around it. I was circling the drain.
Plus or minus
1967.
Two.
All right. They're going on their 50th anniversary, and that defined the baby boom generation. But almost 500,000 kids. I have to tell you, had I been old enough, Vince, to go to Woodstock, there is no way my parents would have been sure. Hop in the Volkswagen microbus and head on up to Woodstock with your hippie friends.
Yeah, 500,000 kids. That means like 1,000,000 parents made a really bad decision that day.
Absolutely. I agree. So congratulations. It is now an official site on the National Register of Historic Places.
851.
By the time we got to Woodstock,
with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Pesticides are used in growing just about everything these days, but we all want to keep them out of our bodies as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Every year, the Environmental Working Group puts out a list it calls the Dirty Dozen. 70% of the food samples researchers tested were contaminated with pesticide residue, but that's actually down more than 6% from last year. Just like last year, the most contaminated crop was strawberries. Also on the list, spinach, nectarines, apples, peaches, celery, grapes, pears, cherries, tomatoes, sweet bell peppers, and potatoes. There's also a newer list, however, called the Clean 15. And really quick, they are sweet corn, avocados, pineapple, cabbage, onions, sweet peas, papaya, asparagus, mango, eggplant, honeydew melon, kiwi, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and grapefruit. Hope that helps. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Robin, give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started 3 successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians. Paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
The Orioles.
And that one's drilled. That's going to be out of here.
Three home runs in the first inning. The Nationals.
Fish hit. The Nets are going to win it.
Three runs in the ninth inning. Strong start versus stronger finish. Catch everything. The Nationals and Orioles make up their series finale tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserved stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
It's 8:55 now. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and things that make you go, car overturns on Wisconsin Avenue. This is definitely a big situation trying to get in through town. If you're heading toward Glover Park and into Georgetown, Wisconsin Avenue is shut down at Calvert Street each direction. Now, they're taking traffic off onto 37th Street, and it just can't handle the volume, so everyone's just bunched up here. If you're coming south of the cathedral, start planning your alternates, Massachusetts Avenue. That's going to pick up a lot of delays. Again, each direction of Wisconsin closed as a result. Beltway, latest troubles will start First Maryland, outer loop as you approach 50, the John Hanson Highway crash to the shoulder. Stick with it. It is slow, but it improves quickly once you get past the crash. On the inner loop in Tysons, broken down as you approach 123, delays out of Springfield still, and through 395 as you come out of Newington to Duke Street. And again, it looks like just around Glebe Street to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT, $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pleasant weather ruling, hot weather coming by late in the weekend, early next week. So hang on, folks. We're going to have ourselves a heat wave. A few clouds around this morning, a few this afternoon, 76, 80s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan National, 64 degrees, 8:56.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future. But we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly. So we made it a focus. Now more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
I love my OneTouch Ultra Meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The OneTouch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Now, technically, upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The OneTouch VariaFlex meter has color shore technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your CVS pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VarioFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Casino and Hotel is giving away five Teslas to celebrate our fifth anniversary. Win your share of over $300,000 in prizes, including a new Tesla Model X, S, or 3. 25 winners every Friday in June. Drawing 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Celebrate 5 years of nonstop entertainment, gaming, and nightlife at Live Casino and Hotel and drive away in a Tesla. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Mattress Warehouse, there's a mattress for any type of sleeper that's comfortable, supportive, and affordable. If you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, go to Mattress Warehouse. Using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. SleepHappens.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
All right, James Comey hearing all day today, so we're going to get reaction to that tomorrow. I'm sure that'll be juicy, or it'll be just a big nothing burger that we react to. But either way.
And we will be streaming it on WMAL.com. We'll be streaming it live
at 10 o'clock. Stay planted. Here's Chris.
Nothing burger or Royale with cheese? That's what I want to know. Come on, that's a Pulp Fiction reference. Put you guys in prison.